Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have something to eat, go to jail, celebrate Rudy Valley and Sigmund Romberg's birthdays, and listen to this past week in recording history. I received a nice email last week from longtime regular listeners Rob and Sherry, who apparently got hungry listening to last week's segment on nuts and requested a segment on food. So for listeners Rob and Sherry, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about food, and we're going to start off our musical meal with some pasta fazula prepared by the University Six.
Thank you.
Well, there's a musical meal for you. We begin with the University Six, a contingent of the California Ramblers recording on the Harmony label, and Pasta Fazula from July 20th, 1927. Pasta Fazula was written by Frank Sabini, Edward Clark, Gus Van, and Joe Skenk. Trying to maintain a healthy diet, we followed that course with Beets and Turnips, prepared there by Vic Myers and his orchestra, May 7th, 1924. Beets and Turnips was written by Cliff Hess and Fred Allard in 1915, and several recordings were made that year. It was also recorded in 1924 by the Varsity Eight on Cameo. We finished up our musical meal with Joe Herlihy and his orchestra and Corn Fed, a sun-baked tune from an Edison disc waxed June 20th, 1927. Corn Fed was written by Bob Efros and Phil Wall. Joe Herlihy isn't much remembered these days, but the trombonist in the band went on to become a quite famous comedian. He was on Bob Hope's radio show in the 30s and 40s and entertained troops along with Hope during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. We're talking about the mustachioed comedian with the popping eyes and siren voice, Jerry Colonna. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On Monday night, August 7th, yours truly is going to be a guest on Don't Touch That Dial, hosted by Bob Lyons and Barbara Sunday on KPFK-FM. Normally, Bob and Barbara play and discuss old-time radio programs, and they have about 50,000 of them, but we'll be playing rapidly rotating records having to do with radio and commercial 78s by singers and bands who also appeared on radio. The show starts at midnight Pacific time on Monday night, August 7th. KPFK broadcasts at 90.7 here in Southern California, but is available worldwide online at kpfk.org. I hope you'll tune in or click in. We'll be taking calls in the studio, so tune in to get that number. That's Monday night, August 7th at midnight for Don't Touch That Dial on KPFK 90.7 Los Angeles. Here, for no particular reason whatsoever, is a set of rapidly rotating records about jail, starting off with Cal and Gid Carson.
Every friend I and taking me under mine. If he keeps on tickling, I'm going to leave him
Fats Waller playing piano and organ in that January 12, 1927 recording in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, and Please Take Me Out of Jail. Fats co-wrote Please Take Me Out of Jail with Thomas Morris, who played cornet in that recording. Before Fats, we heard Ida G. Brown with members of Armand Perron's New Orleans Orchestra and Jailhouse Blues from February of 1924. Jailhouse Blues was written by Bessie Smith and Clarence Williams. We began with Cal and Gid Carson, actually Frank Luther and Carson Robison, and Birmingham Jail. You may have noticed that that recording was only about a minute and a half long. That's because it was from a Durium Jr. record, which was a 4-inch microgroove record originally given away and later sold for a nickel to promote the company's 5-minute-long microgroove records. You'll recall that the Durium Products Corporation produced the Hit of the Week records. There were 5 of these Durium Juniors made in late 1931-32, but at the time, Durium was in receivership, a victim of the Great Depression.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy Valley. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoff, he switched to that instrument, and after about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, he went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the eight-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Lown and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February of 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986. Here's Rudy Valley.
Settle down, stop all the running round, I'm keeping company now. I took a look at her, she took a look at me. I got the notion and gave her the notion, and I'm keeping company now. Always said that I was the kind of a guy that would never wed. But the sweet romancing and glancing and dancing went to my head, went right to my head. I took her home to Ma. She made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling weady and I'm keeping company now. Thank you. took her home to Ma. She made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling weady and I'm keeping company
at you and I was hypnotized. In a flash I felt a thrill I never knew, a feeling that was too divine. Hypnotized, you never saw a person so surprised. All at once I knew that life would hold no charms till you were in these arms of mine. I couldn't wait till the dancing had ended. It seemed as though it never would be through. I felt that my whole life depended on meeting you. Here we are, two hearts in love, and how sincere we are. I've discovered what I never realized. That's heaven to be hypnotized.
we began our tribute to Rudy Vallee with I'm Keeping Company from June 15th, 1931. I'm Keeping Company was written by V. Lawnhurst, Lou C. Bender, and Dave Dreyer. Next, from January of 1936, it was Hypnotized. And if you listened really closely to the last record, you heard Rudy Vallee as part of the vocal trio on Bye Bye Pretty Baby. That was Joe Herlihy and his orchestra once again, at least some members of his band, and some from Gene Goldkett's band, from a September 16, 1927 session. The band had recorded Bye Bye Pretty Baby in August without Vallee, but it was rejected. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, July 29th, marked the birth in 1887 in Hungary of composer Sigmund Romberg, who we've not featured on the program before. At an early age, he displayed musical talent and, after studying engineering in Vienna, turned to music. In 1909, he moved to the U.S., settling in New York, where he found work as a pianist in cafes and formed his own salon orchestra in 1912. His early compositions were noticed by the Schuberts, who hired him as their house composer, and by 1917, he had composed 275 songs for 17 musicals and revues. In 1926, he teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach for The Desert Song, and with Hammerstein in 1928 for New Moon, which featured the standard Lover Come Back to Me. During the 30s, he wrote scores for several movies, and in the 40s toured the U.S. with his own orchestra and regularly appeared on radio. Sigmund Romberg died in New York on November 9, 1951, and in 1954, Jose Ferrer portrayed him in the movie Deep in My Heart. Here are three from the pen of Sigmund Romberg. Thank you.
song may sing. Born in the moonlight, fed by caresses, our song shall never die. If it caress you, hold it always to your breast, dear dog, let our love song die.
The blush that speaks of love so true, though other roses bloom, then fade away. Rarest blossoms you shall stay in my heart forever. Nina Rosa, as you bloom for me today.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, February 12, 1930, and Nina Rosa, from the 1930 Broadway musical of the same name, with music by Sigmund Romberg and lyrics by Irving Caesar and Otto Harbach. Nina Rosa was preceded by Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters, with the vocal by Cavan O'Connor, and I Bring a Love Song, from the Romberg Hammerstein operetta Viennese Nights. That recording is from December 16, 1930. We began our tribute to Sigmund Romberg with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra November 15, 1922, and When Hearts Are Young from The Lady in Ermine.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Gus Arnheim and his orchestra.
I'm doing that thing, getting that swing, falling in love. Thank you.
say dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you. One dream, one breakup, one dream, if we'll ever make up. One dream, if you ever miss me as I miss you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Hollywood on July 29, 1930, and I'm Doing That Thing. That's from the 1930 movie Love in the Rough and was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Next, from a Jeanette 78 wax July 28, 1928, we heard Lou Wymer's Black and Gold Aces and Louisiana Bobo written by Ted Nixon. Now, in railroad jargon, a bobo refers to the wheel arrangement under a locomotive, a bobo being two sets of two independently driven axles. I also found a definition of bobo as a person who combines affluence and a successful career with a preference for counterculture ideas and artifacts. In addition to Louisiana bobo, I have recordings of Georgia bobo and bebobo. So if anybody has any idea what bobo means in that context, please let me know. We finished up with Smith Ballou and his orchestra, with Smith Ballou providing the vocal on Miss You from an OK 78 recorded July 25, 1929. Miss You was composed by Harry Tobias with the lyrics by brothers Charlie and Harry Tobias. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶